I guess the rest of Lent is a piece of cake from here on, right? Many of us have gone without power, without water. You have burst pipes and water damage. But there were blessings mixed in with the sufferings. One blessing is all the phone calls and texts flying back and forth between family, friends, and neighbors, checking on each other, offering their help and their prayers. Another blessing is the renewed gratitude that I have for electricity, gas, water, things that I probably took for granted before. And when we suffer like this, it's natural to ask, Lord, if you love us, why do you let us suffer like this? Today's gospel gives us some perspective on our suffering. We read, the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. God the Father allowed his only Son to be tempted. Actually, his Spirit drove his Son into the desert to be tempted for 40 days by the devil himself. Through that testing, Jesus came to realize that he had the power to withstand all the wickedness and snares of the devil. He came out of that testing with a stronger faith in his Father, and he immediately embarked on his mission to proclaim the good news to the world. So God is not asking us to endure more than he himself endured through Jesus, right? God allows us to be tested by suffering, not so that he can learn what our faith is like. He already knows what our faith is like. He tests us so that we can learn how strong our faith is, right? God wants our suffering to make our faith stronger, to help us trust in him more. Here's how St. Paul puts it. We even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Our affliction can lead us to hope if we let it. That's the value of Lent. We voluntarily test ourselves. We deny our wills and some of the good things that God provides. And we offer up any other suffering that comes our way in order to strengthen our faith and conform ourselves to Christ. We imitate Christ in his time in the desert and on his journey to the cross. If we follow the practices recommended by our church for Lent, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, Lent can be for us a 40-day retreat, a pilgrimage to the joy of Easter. So in this way, Lent is an image of life itself. Our life on earth is a pilgrimage on the way to heaven. The more we let go of attachments to earthly things, the more open we'll be to receive the eternal things that God has for us. Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. And that's the good news Jesus proclaims. The kingdom of God is at hand. We tend to think of kingdom as a place, a territory, but the Greek word used by St. Mark is basileia, which can be translated as royal nature or kingliness. In his book, Jesus of Nazareth, Pope Benedict XVI refers to Jesus as the autobasileia, or the kingdom in person. He says, the kingdom of God is not to be found on any map. It is not a kingdom after the fashion of worldly kingdoms. It is located in man's inner being. It grows and radiates outward from that inner space. The kingdom of God is at hand. God has come to live in us. Pope Benedict continues, so if we want God to reign in us, his kingdom to be in us, then sin must not be allowed in any way to reign in our mortal body. That's the essence of Lent, turning away from sin and turning toward God. As Jesus proclaimed, repent and believe in the gospel. When we hear the word repent, we think, stop sinning. But it does mean that. But there's more to it. The Greek word translated repent is metanoia, which consists of meta, meaning go beyond, and noia, which refers to the mind. Metanoia literally means go beyond the mind that you have. Perceive the world in a new way. Jesus isn't asking us to have mindless obedience to a set of rules. He's commanding us to let go of our old ways of thinking that keep us attached to sin and to realize that he has freed us from sin. What does it mean to believe in the gospel? The Greek word translated believe doesn't simply mean to accept something with our rational minds. It means to trust. Whenever Jesus uses the word believe in the Gospels, you can substitute the word trust. Jesus commands us to trust in the good news he proclaims, even while we're suffering, because that suffering conforms us to him. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So as you continue through Lent and through life, please trust that whatever sacrifices and suffering you endure, God is with you. The kingdom of God is at hand, and waiting on the other side is resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.